As I mentioned in the Ukrainian sermon, often the church is like that grown adult who continuously badgers you, who says to you, do this, don't do that, and it's quarrelsome. It's a pain in the neck. However, what people often say to us is uncomfortable because we don't want to change. In the monastic life, there are three basic vows: poverty, chastity, and obedience. And the toughest one is obedience, to listen, to bend the will. Did you ever have someone tell you something about yourself that was uncomfortable? Right away, we get defensive, our guard goes up, and we go, how could they do this? We would prefer to be comfortable in our own habits rather than to change. There was a young boy that was once overheard praying, oh God, please make me a better boy. But if not, that's okay. I'm having a lot of fun. And so, there is a certain childish attitude that when you follow the commandments, when you do beyond the commandments, when you live a good Christian life, somehow fun is taken from you and it's difficult. And it's the exact opposite. And it's worth the risk. But people don't like to take the risk. Remember that old story about a man who falls off a cliff, hangs onto a little tree branch and says, God, I love you. Please save my life. And God comes and says, yes, do you believe in me? I do. Then God says, please let go of the branch. And the guy thinks and goes, well, is there anybody else up there? The Christian life is really fun. But you can confuse fun with stimulation and with simply being entertained. Did you ever wonder why people sometimes want to just go in a frenzied pace through life? Why do some people always want to go out, always want to be away? Because their life is not that great. If your life is bringing you joy and happiness, you want to enjoy it. And if it's not, you want to get away from it as much as possible. You want to get away from your house. You want to get away from your family. You want to get away from your work. Because you're really not having fun, you want to forget about who you are. What Christianity says to us, it's worth the risk to discipline yourself. And that sounds so hard, as if it's never fun. But look at the beauty of people who know how to dance, who know how to sing, who know how to play sport, who paint beautiful artwork. None of that comes by someone saying, I just don't want to study, I don't want to exercise, I don't want to try, but I want to be a great dancer, a great painter, and a great artist. If you want to be a great Christian, dedicate yourself to reading about Christ, enjoying his teaching, and you will find not only will you be able to party better, people will want to be around you, but when you are home, you will take a deep breath and you will say, I enjoy my life. Slava Isusu Hristu.